if I choose the hard stuff that I want to do, then I'm also choosing to get rid of the stuff that feels hard that other people have to suffer through. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
And we're back.
With another episode of He Said, She Said.
Sitting here in the morning with our coffee. This is actually really fun that I get to do this with you every single week. And when I say it's fun, sometimes we bicker over like, what are we going to talk about?
I was going to say, really? Because we were just arguing. We argue every morning, at least for 30 seconds. It's quick.
But it is, in the end, always fun and always a privilege that we get to do this.
Together. It is.
I mean, come on. Look, we are sitting here with warm coffee in our comfy office with our awesome podcast equipment together. Mm-hmm. And getting to talk about what's on our mind. And this is actually a great segue, is when you stop doing the hard stuff, life feels harder.
Yeah. We were talking about this on a run.
Yeah.
Because the run was like so challenging. It was the last thing that we wanted to do. It usually is the last thing that we want to do, but we also know it's the most rewarding thing that we'll do. And it frees you up. I want to talk about that for a minute, but I know that you probably have something you want to add to that.
No, I was just going to complete my thought that like, it's not easy to, you know, grab your coffee, come here at 7 a.m. and be all perky and smart and ready to talk about something because we're not morning people. But if we don't do the quote hard stuff, then life feels hard. In other words, once we're into this, it feels great. So the hard part is getting us to do it. But then the reward that makes life easier is then we have an incredible audience that we get to share our thoughts with and, you know, that we can share other products with and stuff like that. So I
wonder why people don't understand this concept. I really want to understand why. It's almost like, how are we not teaching that these are the challenging things, that the challenging things always have a reward on the other side? Like growing up, I wish I would have understood the importance of going out and getting your exercise or going and making sure that you have these really challenging appointments or things on your calendar. I really didn't have a calendar as a child.
I picture you walking around with a notebook calendar.
Actually, you know what? I did have a calendar and I hung it on my closet door. And for every single day that I worked out, I'd put a little W there. And when I didn't, I'd put like a big red like X through it. Like, you did bad. And maybe I shouldn't have been so harsh on myself. But that's how I started to learn discipline in my teenage years. But I really want to come back to, if you keep doing the hard things become the easy things and they become the things that add value to your life. And Chris, I know like right now I'm kind of like feeling a little frustrated because I want to go for my run. And I'm feeling frustrated because I know that my run is always challenging. I go for a 6-mile run twice a week right now. And it's always really tough for me to wrap my brain around in the morning. So honestly, I try to stop thinking about the challenge of it. And I think about how I'm going to feel on the other side. So I kind of want to get into your psychology of your brain, how you face your really tough days. Because right now I know that I've looked at your calendar and you have sometimes 8 to 10 to 12 things back to back. What is the psychology that you do in your head to face days like that?
It's reframing. It's choosing gratitude right away in the morning. Mm-hmm. You know, so you see it firsthand every day. I wake you up to a mantra, happier, healthier, wealthier, more fit than we were yesterday. And then I grab that journal, sit next to my coffee and I write out in my gratitude journal, everything that I'm grateful. That's a new thing this year. That was like taking it an extra step to lock it in. I do my gratitude prayer right after I say the mantra. I listen to something positive or constructive that fires me up for business in the mornings, whether it's a Gary Vee podcast or a book or something like that. This morning, I listened to Masters of Scale. And all of those things together prepare me to get excited to go and battle for the day instead of trudging into a busy schedule. That's the first thing. The second thing is really swallowing this idea that you're always choosing your version of hard, mm-hmm. right? So we're either going to have a hard time paying the bills or a hard time helping our family or a hard time getting through life, or we can have a hard time managing our schedule and we can have a hard time sticking to our habits, which eliminates all the other difficult problems that I just talked about. And mm-hmm. so it's purely a perspective shift. And I think you've seen a big perspective shift this year. Mm-hmm. Like there's been years where I've had a busy schedule and I'm just crabby about yeah. it, which sucks because at the core, I'm a happy person. And then this year, I think you've seen, like, I'm literally excited for my days. And I've just truly internalized this idea of if I choose the hard stuff that I want to do, then I'm also choosing to get rid of the stuff that feels hard that other people have to suffer through.
Mm-hmm. I think also, you know, a big challenge is not learning how to compartmentalize or understand that some years are different than others. Like you almost have to name your year that you're in or name the quarter that you're in, because what happens is we can sometimes be like, I just need space, except you actually are desiring an outcome or you've set a goal that doesn't allow you to have space. So sometimes you have to say, yes, I am a person who loves space, but in this season, I have set a goal that I want to grow my business this amount, which means that this is not my season of space. But what I am going to do is try to work in these small, you know, boxes of space. And I'm going to know that this is not my quarter where I'm going to get that. So a lot of times it's because we are gripping onto another idea. And that's what is really causing this inner conflict in us. And I know, Chris, for you, like you love space, except you're in a quarter or a season where you have set some really lofty goals for yourself.
Yeah, I was just going to use the word season. For me, I call it seasons. And I think if you acknowledge the season you're in, mm-hmm. then immediately a lot of the resistance goes away.
Because it does.
As our friend Christine Hassler would say, most of our stress comes from a expectation hangover.
Yes.
If you expect to have space and if you expect to have an easy schedule and then all of a sudden you don't, you're going to be pissed off.
Uh-huh.
But if you expect that you are in your busy, productive season, then you're not going to have that expectation hangover. Your expectations are going to be aligned with the production levels you expect out of yourself. So like right now, I am in what we call every year mastermind season. Mm-hmm. I am refilling the Elite One, which I just finished doing. So that's totally sold out. And then I'm doing all of their strategy sessions, which are 90 minutes for each new member. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, we wrap up our Fast Foundations, which is the more entry level to mid-stage virtual mastermind. And we resell that one. And that's mastermind season.
Yeah.
And that's 60 days of pure hard work on top of the other projects that and companies that I work with. Mm-hmm. And so I have to go into that season saying, this is mastermind season. Like I put on the metaphorical battle gear, right? Like yep. I'm in the movie 300 and I put it on. I go in, I'm like, all right, I can do this. And I just go through and I plow through. And then I feel really proud at the end of every single day.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just going to say, I feel like I got to throw in there because we're going to refill Fast Foundations, our virtual mastermind. Listen, if any of you have a business where you're not making 500 grand yet, and you want to learn from us and our friends and collaborate with other people that get you, text me the word FAST to 310-421-0416. And here's why. There's something in it for you. It's two things. One, last time it sold out like right away. And so a lot of people that wanted spots, they didn't get them. This is going to give you a 24-hour head start on the spots. The second reason, anyone that texts me the word FAST to 310-421-0416 is going to get an extra $500 off that nobody in the rest of our audience will get.
Okay, so I want to take a break right here to talk about Liquid IV, because whether you are an entrepreneur or an athlete, yes, I'm comparing the two, you need energy and mental stamina. And that's why I love Liquid IV. If you're anything like me, a toddler trapped in an adult person's body who has trouble getting all of their good habits in, especially water, Liquid IV is one of the best ways to help you get your water intake. And not just that, one stick is like drinking two cups of coffee. coffee, and it's an all-natural alternative to processed energy drinks for a sustained energy boost throughout the day. You guys, when you're hydrated, you're not only going to think clearer, but you're going to perform so much better, not only at work, but in the gym as well. Half of Americans report that they struggle with daily fatigue. So what I love most is the fact that it actually helps me drink water, and I feel so much better. So it has enhanced rapid absorption into the bloodstream that gives us a lasting energy boost fast. You can power your mornings, it fuels long days at work, and provides a boost for those tough workouts. It has clean ingredients, non-GMO, it's vegan, it's gluten-free, dairy and soy-free, and it's super convenient packaging. You can literally throw it in your bag, your backpack, your purse, anywhere you're going. What I also love is that they're super mission-driven. The company is donated over 10 million servings globally. And in response to COVID-19, over 4 million products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active U.S. military. Grab your energy liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can save money and you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code HAPPY at checkout, because you guys know that I love to give discounts on all of the products that I love. So that is a huge bonus. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code HAPPY at liquidiv.com. Start fueling your adventures today at liquidiv.com, promo code HAPPY.
Yeah, it is like probably for me one of the coolest things to see just how much transformation comes out of there. I literally cannot believe it. Every single year I'm blown away by how many people up level their business and just increase their income every single month. It's literally insane. And I will say, it does sell out right away. It's not a program that we can just keep filling, because we actually do Q&As every month. So we can only have around 60 people on each of those 2-hour Q&As in order to get to everyone's questions. So we can't overfill it.
And everyone gets one-on-one coaches that we pay for.
Yeah.
That's why we can't overfill. Anyway, guys, if you want to get on that early enrollment VIP list, text the word FAST to me at 310-421-0416. And this reminds me of an example of when you choose the version of hard that you want. Here's another example. When we were teaching FAST Foundations, the virtual mastermind last week, I had to put on pants with big waistbands to sit there because most of my jeans weren't fitting me anymore. And they weren't fitting. And that felt like a really hard thing to me. I was like, Lori, I feel really crappy right now. I literally don't have jeans that fit me well and that I can sit all day in. And so I put on, you know, my second choice of pants. Guys, that's a real life version of what was hard in that moment was feeling like garbage because I wasn't choosing to do the hard stuff. The workouts, saying no to certain foods, saying no to certain moments of momentary pleasure leading up to it. And then I hired a trainer. My trainer started yesterday and he took me through all this mobility stuff. And it was hard. But guess what? I'm choosing the right hard stuff now instead of letting the not as enjoyable hard stuff land on me by default.
Yeah, it's really crazy because now I relate to, it's a whole mindset. It's a whole brain shift. And it's not like I just choose it now. It's just that I know how to start choosing it. I know how to switch my brain right away because I know the way that I'm thinking is either helping me or hindering me. So now when I look at challenge, I really relate challenge to freedom and I relate easy to frustration. And there are so many days where it's like, I will look at my to-do list and be like, oh, I don't want to do that. It's so hard. But at the end of the night, if I don't do it, guess who's having the worst night of her life? So I really have to reframe and be like, okay, if I do that, you know, if I go for the run, if I face that phone call, if I do send that scary email, if I nudge that person one more time, if I just ask again, okay, I'm going to have freedom on the other side. Like, you can have everything that you desire in life if you just show up for these challenging things and stop saying, I don't know how. You're putting yourself in your own personal hell if you keep saying, I don't know how, I'm not sure, I don't have money for that, I'm too scared. Take the leap and figure it the fuck out.
Sorry. Wow, you got fired up.
Yeah.
Guys, it's true though. Listen. You want to know what's hard is if family comes to you and they are in desperate need of a little bit of money so they can maybe pay their mortgage or something, and you have to say no to someone you love. That is way harder than just doing the consistent, scary work each day. right? Mm-hmm. Choose your version of hard. Or you know what else is hard? Mm. Is having your kids come to you, I would imagine, we don't have kids yet, and saying, can we please go to Disney? Can we please go on vacation? Can we please do this? And you actually really want to do it with them. You really want to create those memories. And you have to say no, and you have to maybe mask the reason why you can't do it. That's a crappy version of hard. I'd rather choose the version of hard where proactively, I am choosing that I'm going to go make one more sales call. I'm going to go do that one scary thing. Or I'm going to go aim for that partnership that allows me to say yes to my kids later.
And listen up, some of you are making your life hard and you're disguising it with things that feel productive. And let me tell you this take on it. Mm. So my friend Sam Skelly says, consumption without integration equals constipation. And so you can also think consumption without integration equals frustration. So a lot of you are listening to this. A lot of you are reading the books. A lot of you are attending the classes. And that feels hard. And you're going partway there. Except you're actually layering on even more challenges because now you're becoming aware. Now you're like awake and you know that you should be doing the hard things and you feel like you are. You're tricking yourself into thinking that you are, but you're actually still in the learning mode and you haven't integrated the learning. So a lot of people get stuck in this cycle of consumption and you're just eating and eating and eating and eating and eating and you're never actually going to the bathroom.
That sounds like a miserable situation, but it's true. I see it all the time.
Yeah, you're not integrating ever.
And here's the worst part. There's a fine line between doing the right thing and hiding behind the right thing.
Yeah.
Right? So a lot of people listening right now, they're partially doing the right thing. They're consuming the podcast. They're consuming the book. They're consuming the course. They're consuming the mastermind. Mm-hmm. They're consuming the mentor, right? They're consuming all the things. And it's easy to say, no, look, honey, I really worked hard today. I read this many pages. I listened to this many podcasts. I did all the right things. But then if you do nothing with it, what would you call it? Constipation? Mental constipation?
Yeah. You got to release it.
You got to release it. Or you're going to get that big bloated poop belly. And no one wants to go through life with a big
Nobody
bloated poop
does.
Belly.
Look, that is like a universe. Why don't we like, that's a universal thing. Nobody ever wants to feel like they haven't. Like, I feel like I've talked to people who I'm like, oh, I bet they didn't go to the bathroom today.
What? You have? Like you looked at their belly and said that?
No, like maybe because they're crabby.
Oh.
Like maybe you just need to poop.
You think anyone's ever said that about us?
Probably.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so guys, let's put a bow on this thing. I cannot stress this point enough. I wake up every day and I choose the hard things I want to choose instead of letting other hard things choose me. And I would much rather be in control of which version of difficult I am going to push through instead of just having the worst versions dealt to me. And that's my wish for all of you as well.
I saw a quote. It said, procrastination makes easy things hard. And I just thought how great that was because we have a lot of things on our plate every day that you could just do. You could just stop thinking about it and just get into action. And because we're in procrastination, we're actually causing ourselves pain and choosing pain. So you guys, so grateful for you. Definitely text your number.
Text the word FAST to 310-421-0416 so you can join us in FAST Foundations Mastermind, totally virtual. Last time we're doing it this year, and I promise you, we're going to lift the curtain on every single thing you've been trying to figure out on your own. And this will give you $500 off that no one else will get, and a 24-hour head start so you can actually get one of the seats that sell out right away. So text FAST to me at 310-421-0416.
We hope we get to work with you guys. It's literally one of the most fun things that we get to do. We get to know every single face in there and answer your questions one-on-one, along with our big virtual events, which just totally rock. And you get access to people you would never normally get access to. You literally get to talk to them and ask them questions. It is mind-blowing. And I really hope that we get to work with you. Let us know what your biggest takeaway was from this. Chris and I always love to see who's listening. And until next time, we will see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.